Welcome to the Quotivation Podcast. Together, we will unlock inspiration one quote at a time. Your host is one of America's top emerging public speakers. He is a former semifinalist in the World Championship of Public Speaking and is an expert motivator. Please welcome Jody Powell.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Quotivation Podcast, where we are unlocking inspiration one quote at a time, and we want to be here to help you win your week. Man, I've said that from the very beginning. I love it when people are able to win their week, to move forward, to take steps toward completing their goals and accomplishing what they've set out to do. And sometimes when you move forward to win your week, you have to evaluate what's been done. You have to look at the results. You have to see, where are we? And so I've kind of taken a look at the Quotivation Podcast. We're 32, 33 episodes in. We've been doing this since the very first week of 2024. We've been doing an episode every single week. We've had some amazing guests. I love every single one of the guests that have been on the podcast. I've had the opportunity to meet incredible people, which has led to some really exciting and incredible things in my life, both personally and professionally. And just being able to make new friends, not only here close to home where you can go out and have a cup of coffee, which I've done with some of my guests, but also friends from all the way around the world. It's incredible how small the world becomes when we get engaged with technology and we're able to actually see one another as we talk. It's kind of like the Jetsons. And I know some of you are going, the who? The what? Yeah, Google it, okay? Go look, go watch the Jetsons on YouTube. But anyway, we've got the video phone right here in front of us. And it's a wonderful opportunity to just get to know people. But I really believe that if you truly want to win your week, you have to look back and you have to say, what's worked? And you have to also ask, what hasn't? And so I have done that for the podcast. I've asked myself, what's working, what's not working? And there are going to be a few changes coming up with the Quotivation Podcast. I am not going to do a full episode every single week. I think an hour tends to be too long for a podcast. And I've gotten a little bit of that feedback already. I've had some folks say, hey, I love what you're doing. I had one very special friend that said, hey, listen, love the podcast. I just listen to it. I listen to it at double speed so I can get through it in 30 minutes, which is a great idea. But you shouldn't have to do that. And I just think it's an opportunity to make some changes. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to shorten the Quotivation Podcast. And so what that means, that moving forward, we'll still have our special guests. We're still going to talk quotes. We're still going to talk through those things. It may mean that we may not have a shot of motivation on one episode. It may mean that the shot of motivation is the episode. So we may have a guest one week. We may have a shot of motivation one week. All of it's going to be wrapped up with the last slice of cheesecake, because, you know, if you don't know, the last slice of cheesecake is my paying tribute, my homage, if you will, to the greatest television show ever, The Golden Girls. There was nothing that Dorothy and Blanche and Rose and Sophia could not solve over cheesecake. And so we're going to have a last slice of cheesecake, whether we have a 10-minute podcast or a 10-hour podcast. That's just what we're going to do. But you'll notice some changes coming up. And I want you to give me feedback. I want you to reach out to me. You guys know where to find me. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can email me. You can put comments on the YouTube channel, wherever it is. Give me some feedback on some of the changes that you're going to see over the next few weeks. And I'm excited about them, because change means growth. Change means improvement. Change means that we're recognizing the things that aren't working and we're doing something about it to make a better product for you to be able to listen, digest, and use to win your week. And that's what it's all about. But this week, we're going to have a shot of motivation right now. And I want to thank Amy Reel, who was on our show as a guest a couple of weeks ago. She did a fantastic job. I want to thank Amy Reel number one, for being on the show and for a wonderful quote and a wonderful conversation. But I also want to thank her for her support in sponsoring the Shot of Motivation. And Amy's still going to be a sponsor of the show, whether she sponsors the Shot of Motivation or she sponsors the whole darn thing. She's going to be part of it, because what she does at Fairway Mortgage, I can't not tell you about. She is the real deal in all things mortgage. And if you have a need, whether it's refinancing, maybe you have a second mortgage that you want to take out for that vacation home, or maybe you have an opportunity to do an investment. Maybe you're flipping a house or something, whatever your mortgage needs are. Maybe it's a reverse mortgage. Maybe you're looking for an opportunity to buy your first home. Reach out to Amy Reel, because she is the real deal in all things mortgage. She will help you out. And Fairway Mortgage is a wonderful organization. And Amy is an outstanding mortgage expert. She knows exactly what you need in every situation. So give Amy a call, 864-310-9337. That's 864-310-9337. You can email her also at amy.reihl, R-E-I-H-L, at fairwaymc.com. Amy Reel is the real deal in all things mortgage, and her NMLS number is 486-620. Amy Reel, thank you so much for your continued support. And if you give Amy a call about a mortgage product that you need or a question that you have, tell her you were motivated to call. All right, well, let's get to our shot. This week, we're going to start with a shot of motivation.
It's time for a shot of motivation, where the vibe's like taking a shot, but the high is pure inspiration. This is a quick, powerful boost of motivation to fire up your spirit. Get ready for a rapid infusion of uplifting stories, impactful quotes, and game-changing ideas. It's the swift, potent dose you need to amp up your game and win your week. It's a shot of motivation.
Today, I want to talk about a powerful and pervasive emotion that affects all of us at some point in our lives. Shame. Shame is an emotion that can deeply impact our sense of self-worth and our ability to connect with others. It's also an emotion, though, that I believe we can overcome. And by overcoming shame, it allows us to live more authentic and really fulfilling lives. Shame will often whisper lies to us. It tells us we're not enough, or that we are flawed, or we're broken, or unworthy of love and acceptance. And it's different from guilt. Guilt is something else. Guilt is feeling bad about something we've done. But shame makes us feel bad about who we are. It's insidious. It's an insidious emotion that can creep into our thoughts, and it holds us back from our full potential. But I'm going to tell you the truth. We are not defined by our mistakes or shortcomings. Every single one of us is unique. We're unique individuals worthy of love and acceptance. Overcoming shame begins with recognizing and challenging the lies that shame tells us. We have to learn to separate our actions from our identity and understand that our worth is inherent and unchangeable. Let me just break off here into a little side note as well. When we talk about self-worth, do not let anyone tell you what you are worth. You decide your self-worth. You decide the value that you create. You decide how worthy you are of being loved, accepted, included, heard. Don't let anyone take that from you. There's a reason that self-worth starts with the word self. Define your worth and believe it. Now, the first step in overcoming shame is to bring it into the light. Shame loves to hide. It loves secrecy. It loves silence. But when we acknowledge it and we talk about it, we completely strip shame of its power. We have to find the courage to share our struggles with people we trust, friends, family members, counselors, professionals. There is no shame in that, by the way. By doing so, we realize that we're not alone in our experiences and that others have walked similar paths. Do not allow yourself to isolate. Now, another important step is practicing self-compassion. I don't know about you, but I am the hardest critic on myself. I treat myself worse than I treat anyone in this world. When we make mistakes, instead of dwelling on them, instead of allowing ourselves to buy into the lies of how stupid we are and how gullible we are, or how unworthy we are, or just how we don't belong in certain situations. Those are all lies that are fed to us, and a lot of times fed by us. Instead of dwelling on them, let's learn from them. Move forward, grow, embrace the idea that making mistakes is part of being human. I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's a few things that we all have in common. One of them is that none of us is perfect. There's only been one perfect man to ever walk the face of the earth. And you and I, we are not him. We're not perfect. Allow yourself the grace to make a few mistakes. It's okay. That's how we learn. It's how we grow. Learn from our failures. There's a reason Henry Ford rolled out the Model T and not the Model A. Now, the next step in that is forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a key element of overcoming shame. We have to learn to forgive ourselves for past mistakes, for burdens that weigh us down, for things that we've done or things that we think we've done. Holding on to the shame only prevents us from living fully in the moment, in the present. We're bogged down by that past mistake or that past incident that continues to weigh on our minds and most likely only our minds. But when we release ourselves from the chains of the past, we open the door to healing and transformation. We need to build a sense of belonging and connection to overcome shame. We thrive in community, surround ourselves with people who accept us and support us. Shame will lose its grip when we are engaged in relationships that nurture and uplift us. Relationships that allow us to be vulnerable, vulnerable enough to show your true self, your authentic self, flaws and all. When we do that, we create a safe space where the authenticity can flourish and the shame dwindles. And finally, we have to focus on gratitude and self-appreciation. Take time every day to reflect on the positive aspects of your life and the qualities that make you unique. Celebrate your strengths. Celebrate your achievements, no matter how small you think they are. share them with other people. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation not too long ago in a Toastmasters meeting, and I love my Toastmaster meetings. And because when you join Toastmasters, the very first speech you give is called an icebreaker. And that icebreaker speech is supposed to be simply a speech about you. 4 to 6 minutes. Tell us about you. Let us learn about you. And the idea is that knowing the subject as well as you should know yourself, could take away some of the nerves of having to give that first speech. Now, as I've mentored people and as I've talked to people about their icebreakers throughout my years in Toastmasters, one common theme comes up. Well, there's just nothing interesting about me. And all I have to do is ask, really? Well, what do you like to do? Well, I like to walk my dog. Wait a minute, you have a dog? I have a dog. Tell me about your dog. And for the next 4 to 6 minutes, they tell me about this wonderful story of how they came to acquire their dog, how their dog has brought them so much love, stories of their funny things the dog does, and stories of how the dog's gotten in trouble. And I love those stories. And at the end of that 4 to 6 minutes, I look at them and say, do you realize that you just did an icebreaker? You just told me what I wanted to hear about your dog. And they'll say things like, well, yeah, but it's just my dog. It's no big deal. See, when we practice self-appreciation, we need to recognize that there are things about us that we are aware of that are good. And we've known them for so long that we kind of take them for granted. We take our gifts for granted. But someone who doesn't know you, someone who has never met you before, has no idea what your gifts are. So appreciate them and share them, because other people are fascinated by the things that you think are mundane. Appreciate yourself. Listen, shame is a powerful emotion, but it doesn't have to control our lives. When we acknowledge our shame, practice self-compassion, embrace forgiveness, foster connections, cultivate gratitude, we can break free from the chains of shame, and we can reclaim our sense of worth and live with courage and authenticity. So remember this week, you are more than your mistakes. You are worthy. You are loved. And you have the power to overcome the shame. We can walk that path together. Support one another in our journey toward healing and wholeness. And of course, our journey towards winning our week. And that's your shot of motivation for this week. I want to thank Amy Real, the real deal in all things mortgage, for sponsoring this week's shot of motivation.
This has been a shot of motivation from America's leading emerging speaker, Jody Powell. We hope it helps you win your week.
All right, let's get to our special guest this week. Richard Wilmore is an award-winning creative director with a diverse portfolio in television and podcast production. As the visionary behind multiple acclaimed TV shows and podcasts, Richard has honed his skills in storytelling and audience engagement. He is the founder and owner of Make Your Day Richer, a dynamic talent, publicity, and podcast live stream production company. Through his company, Richard helps creatives amplify their voices and connect with their audience in meaningful ways. His passion for innovation and excellence continues to drive his success in the entertainment industry. Please welcome to the Quotivation Podcast, my friend, Richard Wilmore. Richard, how are you, buddy?
My gosh, thank you, ChatGPT, for writing that for me. That's so... Appreciate it.
Oh man, you gotta love technology.
When I don't want to write about myself, it helps.
It's always the most difficult to talk about and to write about ourselves.
It's so true. I'm on, this has nothing to do with anything, so cut all of this, but I'm on Alignable. Are you on? Have you ever been on
Alignable? Yeah, I'm on Alignable. Yep.
That's like the worst. Talk about yourself. So I just pretend it's a show. So I just interview the person and then it goes by quicker that way.
There you go. There you go. Interview the person. And then, you know, sometimes you have to pretend like you're interviewing yourself.
Yeah.
And you're promoting someone else when you're doing your self promotion. Yeah. It can be,
I feel like I'm the worst guest. So I apologize in advance.
You are not, not at all. This is going to be fun. You're not only going to be a great guest, you're a great host. I got to be on your show yesterday.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun. Tell me a little bit about just Make Your Day Richer in general, and then how the show came about and what you're trying to accomplish there.
Oh gosh, how long is this show?
As long as you want it to be.
All right, let me chat GPT this and see why I did this. So, you know, like every little 10-year-old boy, I wanted to be a talk show host, right? Just like everybody. What do you want to be when you grow up, a firefighter or a talk show host? And I chose talk show host. And I got to do that for 6 years. I had my own show, the Richard Wilmore Show, and it was like a talk variety show. I always told people, like, if Ellen and Jimmy Fallon had a baby, it would be me. And that's what I got to do in front of a live studio audience. I would have bands and musicians and all creatives on the show. And I did that for 6 years. And I hosted a game show. And the tagline to my show was Make Your Day Richer. And then I would also tell people, the other one I would use was having a good time, filming it, letting you watch. See if people
felt about that.
Some people would get it and some people wouldn't.
Yeah. Well.
And so then when I started a business and I thought, what do I want to call it? And Make Your Day Richer just always stuck with me and kind of a play on my name. And yeah. I really just like, what I loved about my original show was people got to meet other people. Like because of my show, people got jobs, people were connecting with other people and collaborating. And it was just one of those shows that people would go, oh, you like, I found that person through your show.
Yeah.
And so I thought that's what I want to name my business. Because that's what it's all about. Just like enriching people's lives. And it's podcast production and editing. And to me, I love doing that because I get to learn as like the little fly on the wall while people are recording. I get to learn from them. And then I started a show because I bought a rug one day on Facebook Marketplace. And that's not even a lie. And it's not even in the room that it's not even in the studio that I do my show.
Yeah.
It's for another room in the house. But it reminded me of something. And I was like, I need a show. I need to do a show again. And then I thought, well, what am I going to name it? And then Make Your Day Richer seemed appropriate, and which is why you were on it, because you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And your show, you know, I've seen several episodes now. I went back and I did not watch mine because I hate watching myself, which is weird for this because
that's
I should do it live. Right. It's exactly the best reason to do it live. But you're a fantastic host and just so engaging. What I love about your show, Richard, is that we get to hear a little bit about you and your personal life. What's going on with you? You know, today, I think you said I watched just a little bit after I was on, you're going to try to go to the gym today. You know, and just pouring into us, just what's going on with Richard. And it just, it makes us just feel very connected. And I think it's very authentic. Some people try to do it and it's not real. You can tell that it's just forced and fake. And they're only telling you what they want you to hear, but it just felt very authentic coming from you. And I think it was, just powerful. And that authenticity is going to serve you well and has served you well in your career. Talk to me a little bit about what really drove you to pursue the entertainment industry. Where does that passion come from?
I thought I would be a teacher. Like that was my goal, was to be a teacher. And then there was a local news. No, she was a weather person. And I was obsessed with her when I was a kid. Like I loved the way she spoke. I loved that. Like she just looked so professional to me. And so then I was like, well, that's what I have to do. And I was the kid that at 10 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock was past my bedtime. That's how young I was. I would do the 6 o'clock news in my bedroom and I would use my bed as a desk and I would have commercial breaks and I made up news for a half an hour. And then the summer of 97, these are weird. I don't remember a lot about my childhood, but these are the weird things. And it was the summer of 97 and I was flipping through and there was a rerun of the Rosie O'Donnell show back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was literally like Dorothy going from black and white into Technicolor. Like, I thought, oh my God, that is what I want to create. Like, that's what I have to do. It was, she had such a fun celebration every hour. And no matter who you were or what you were, you could come there and it was always just fun. And that's like literally the moment I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And I went to college for theater because in my young, dumb brain, I thought, well, just be a theater major, be famous, and then I'll get a talk show like she did. I was just going to follow her route, which didn't work, but I did get to have my own show. So it's not that bad.
I don't know. It seemed like it worked pretty well. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this before. There's just this trend that we see in terms of content that's being created now that is so positive. Talk to me a little bit about why that's so important to you. And I know that came from, as you said, just your inspiration from the Rosie O'Donnell show is just that happiness. How do you maintain that? How do you drive that? How do you do that day in and day out?
I mean, I'm tired and it's only week two. So I'm not quite sure. And I have 6 viewers. She had 17 million viewers and she happened to do it every day. I don't know how. But I think that's also goes back to what you said, just the authenticity. Like yesterday I woke up and my dog's paw was like a balloon out of nowhere. And so like, I wanted to talk about that because it's what happened. I'm not a very good, liar. And so if people ask me something, my opinion just comes out. And so I love sharing those stories of what's actually happening in real life. Cause it's happening. If it's happening to me, it's happening to someone else. So I get the awful parts about my life out of the way. And then we talk to someone good.
But as you said, it's authentic, it's real, it's what's happening. And it really speaks to just how a show and how I think a show needs to behave and how a show needs to be presented. There's so much out there that, you know, with social media, with bullying on social media, or just the comparisons that happen, the trap that sets, you know, everyone's life on Facebook is not their life.
Yeah.
Everyone's not always at the beach. Everyone's not always driving through the mountains with the top down, even though on Facebook, it seems like that's all they do. There's just not a realness about what we're presenting to the world now. And I think there needs to be, and I think that's what's really missing. I think people are missing just the pursuit of someone's story, mm-hmm. just recognizing that everyone has a story to tell, and they deserve to be told. And so that authenticity, that realness is part of you telling your story. And I think that's fantastic. I think we need more of that.
Well, I feel like the pandemic did that a lot. We're like, we're all craving connection of other people. Everyone's online, but we're doing it by ourselves in our homes. So like, you're still not really connecting with people and you're performing for people. Like there's such a like shock value to a lot of stuff that people are famous just for doing something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so, but people are out there doing such great, amazing things. And no one's talking about them. And that's where my show comes in.
Well, and I think that's it's so incredibly important to counteract what we're seeing in society today. And you're right. There are so many people that are putting out such crazy content right now. And they call themselves influencers. Mm-hmm. I hope they're not influencing too many people.
Scary, isn't it?
let's influence people not to behave in this way.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, it's just out there for the attention and for the money grab, the fame grab, for the clicks and the views, and it's just not real. And I think, you know, entertainment is supposed to suspend reality for a time and allow us to enjoy and truly be entertained. But at the same time, I think some of the greatest connections, like you said, we're longing for those connections. Those connections happen when things are real and people are real. And I think that's just so important. I think it we crave that. We need that.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about Rosie, and tell me about your desire for your show. I want to put it out there because we put it out there, then it's going to happen. And you've had some people connected to Rosie O'Donnell. You have them upcoming for your show, but talk to me about what your ultimate goal for the show is.
All right. No matter what day it is, no matter whatever, the last day of my talk show career is going to be the day she's on my show. And she will at some point be on here in some capacity. Or maybe I scare her, but I just feel like she...
I don't think you scare her. I don't think
she's gonna be scared. I fan over her like she fanned over all the people that were on her show. And I don't think she oftentimes gets it. But it turned out that like once message boards and things when I was a kid like became popular and in northern Wisconsin when we finally got a computer, like there were a ton of little young boys like me, my age, doing exactly what I was doing. I was the kid. This is how weird it is. I would buy magazines that she was in and I would cut out her photo and my entire bedroom wall was a huge collage of hers.
Yeah.
And like, and then I also had like a Janet Jackson poster. So, but it turned out like all little gay boys were doing that, which I thought was so interesting that we didn't even know we were connected like that. But, she just like she was someone that we all just knew without knowing. She didn't have to say it and we didn't even know what it was, but there was just a connection there. So
yeah,
I hope someday I get to thank her.
Well, I hope you do too. And I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. Rosie, I know you watch the podcast. You need to be on Richard's show.
Come on. It's 15 minutes of your life.
Exactly. And it's the best 15 minutes of your day. It was for mine when I was on your show. It was fantastic. And so with that, talk to me a little bit about what's coming up for the Richard Wilmore Show. What do you have planned? What are some of the guests that are coming up? Who are the type of guests that you have on your show?
It's gone everywhere. We've got tomorrow. I don't know when this is coming out, but we've got an author who wrote a book about caretaking for his mother. Mm. We have had some cancer survivors. We've had you podcast hosts. It's really nonprofits and people like building programs for nonprofits. It's really taken on. I'm kind of shocked at how many people are like, I'm doing something good. Can I talk about it? I've made something good. And so it really is a variety show. And I love that part of it. I would love to get more artists and entertainers because I think people like there's so many people writing books, making really good music, movies, who I am in awe of that they can do that on their own with their little budgets. And so I would love to have more of that on my show as well.
Well, the show is on every morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, correct?
That is correct.
And that is live on Richard Wilmore, Make Your Day Richer YouTube channel.
Yes.
And so have a look at that, subscribe to the show. I am now going to be a fascinated daily viewer as often as I can. And so will Rosie too. But speaking of Rosie, let's dive into your quote. I want to dig into this a little bit because this is a great quote. I love it. I think it speaks directly to just kind of my credo, my mantra of what I want for everyone. So tell us what the quote is. I think we all know who said it.
You'd be surprised.
Right. But why is this quote so powerful for you?
So the quote is, you have to dream it to live it. And it has always stuck with me. I almost got it as a tattoo, but I ended up getting a tattoo of a Madonna lyric that says, never forget how to dream. So that was going to be my other one I would send to you, but this one I needed to keep it because maybe Madonna will come on my show. I don't know.
That could be your encore.
That's true. I mean, they're friends. She could just bring them. Come on.
Absolutely.
But it was always I grew up in a not great childhood. There was a lot of chaos and so it always stuck by me that like things, no matter what, even if you're having a good day, you can always be better somehow. And that's not with money or things like that. Just like to inspire yourself to be a better version of yourself, no matter where you're at. And so like my friend who is my life coach always tells me like, when you guys are out on a walk, like talk about like your dream. If you were making $150 million a month, what would you be doing with your life? Like what does that life look like? Because I think our words and our thoughts are so powerful. And we as people oftentimes myself go the negative route.
Sure.
And that's easy to, you know, put it down. But what would happen if you just were constantly positive to yourself and talked about what could be possible?
Yeah, you have to dream it to live it. I love the fact that the quote actually says dream it, because you can think about things. You can think things through. And a lot of times I think we get into the conundrum of we think about what we want to do in terms of logic. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, you have to create a plan. You have to follow steps and you have to do those kind of things. But I think it is so incredibly important for our mental health and for our motivation to view it as a dream, to mm-hmm. see it in terms of this grandiose thing that every time we envision it, we're just in awe.
Yeah.
And that keeps the drive alive. That keeps the motivation alive. So I love that it says you have to dream it to live it, not just you have to think it to live it. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Dreaming something, I think it just puts it on a much larger scale and a much more dramatic format. And I think that's important.
Yeah, 100%. And I think like your dream also doesn't have to be so out there, like literally this me in front of what my dream backdrop talking, like this is what I always wanted to do. This was the dream, just talk about my show and to have a show. And so, you know, I went for a while of like, well, it's not on NBC, so is this even successful? But you know, it went from being, I started my show in a basement in Maryland. I renovated a basement to I did it at a theater in front of an audience. Like,
yeah.
And you know, like that reality check of like, again, it's not, we're not sold out at the theater isn't sold out, but there were people there. Like that was a dream that sure. I needed to take that moment to take in and to realize like I am doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah. And it's why as a kid, you were in your room doing the 6 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
mm-hmm.
was part of the dream. That's it was at that young of an age. It was your ability to envision it and to manifest it through dreaming, through planning, and through taking the risk and not letting anything hold you back. I think that's certainly the one thing that we're in danger of is allowing ourselves to dream it. And then say, well, that's never going to happen. That's just a dream. I'm just daydreaming. I think we should dream it, live it, and do it. And as the quote says, you have to dream it to live it.
Yeah.
So for those that are out there right now, and I know a lot of people, I hear this a lot from connections, through networking, through friends. You know, there are people that are just feeling frustrated because they're stuck in their jobs, they're stuck in a rut, they're stuck in relationships they don't want to be in. They're, you know, they're not doing the things they want to do. And quite frankly, they're scared to.
Mm-hmm.
How do they take this quote and apply it to win their week? I'm a big believer in that. My mantra is to win your week. I want people to go out. I want them to do something just a little bit extra this week that moves them toward their goal. So how do they take, you have to dream it to live it, and do that?
Boom. I mean, when you said like pushing them to do it, like I always think of like, well, what have I done this week that already fits into that? And that to me always inspires me, not like, okay, what do I got to do next? What do I have to do now? Because there's always going to be that, like I said, like, okay, well, I had a show and it was in front of an audience, but it wasn't a big enough audience. So it's kind of a reminder to myself every week of what did you do that was the dream that can then that inspires me to show up again tomorrow and do another live show and hope that somebody shows up to be my guest.
That's a really good point of view. I had not really thought of it that way. It's really important to look back and to recognize the small wins and to celebrate the wins and not always be looking out the front windshield, to just check the rearview mirror from time to time to celebrate those wins, to see the things that we've accomplished.
Yeah, because it all goes so fast. Like everything's going so fast and you don't take that time, or at least I don't, to really like sit in it for a minute and be proud of what you did. Cause you're so like, okay, the next one, especially like now with the show, who was on the show today? I have no idea because I'm thinking about tomorrow, you know, sure. But I can be really excited about who was here today.
Yeah, it's very true, and it's easy to get caught up in that. And what's the next thing? What's the next step? What's how do we continue to move forward? And it's almost like we need to sit back, stop, and just kind of enjoy the ride a little bit.
Breathe a little bit.
Yeah, breathe and smell the roses, enjoy the
O'Donnell's.
scenery. Yeah, smell the Rosie O'Donnells as she comes on your show.
I'm not that obsessed. I don't
That
need to
may
smell
be,
it.
yeah, that may be one way to scare her from coming on your
We'll edit
show.
that part out,
Well,
please.
that's going out. We're gonna cut that out. Richard, before we wrap up, tell me a little bit about Make Your Day Richer. Your publicity and podcast live stream production company, helping creatives amplify their voices. Tell me how that works and kind of how do you do that? How do we amplify our voices?
When I was doing my show, I realized that like I love doing this and I love talking to people, but I don't need to like be in front of the camera. Like I'm not the person who's like, please put a spotlight on me and let me talk for 4 hours, which is why I have guests. Like I'm good at pointing you to this person or that project. And as I was doing my show, I had people who started their own shows because they saw me doing it and they thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And I started helping people figure out how to do it because I learned it all myself. I only knew I wanted to talk to people, and I
Right.
filmed my first episode and I didn't even have an editing software. I like never thought of that.
Sure.
And so I Googled free editing software and then I taught myself. And so I'm trying to be the person that I needed when I started, which was someone to help me do all the things that I didn't know how to do around podcasting. So I do anything from showing up and recording it for you virtually or in person to the editing to even booking. So I can find guests for you to go on. And that's been really fun to help other people have like see that vision come together for them. Like everybody had this idea and then suddenly it's in front of them and they're like, oh my gosh, and it looks real. Like, and it looks good. So it's been really fun to help people do that.
It's so rewarding and enriching to see not only, it's one thing to do it for yourself and that gives you a sense of pride and self-accomplishment, but to see someone shine because of your guidance, it's so fulfilling. I love that. How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in having your help in launching their podcast or growing their audiences?
You can go to makeyourdayricher.com. I'm on all the things that you have to be on. So you can DM me or whatever you call that now. Or you can call me, you can stop over for coffee. So whatever you want. But makeyourdayricher.com is probably a good starting point.
That's fantastic. And we'll put that website, that link into our episode notes so that anyone interested can reach out to Richard and tap into his incredible creativity and his talent to help you amplify your voice and connect with your audiences in very meaningful ways. It's makeyourdayricher.com. And then go to YouTube, subscribe to Make Your Day Richer TV and check out the shows that are on there. You might want to go back and check out one that your favorite podcast host was a part of. It was pretty good.
Just saying.
And just say it,
It's out there. I'll pin it at the top so people can find
right? You're too kind. You don't have to do that. You want your audience to grow. Don't do that. And we're going to get Rosie on the show. We're going to work on
Then you're going to
that.
be replaced. I'll have to pin that one when she comes on. But until then, it's
Absolutely.
all you, sir.
There you go. We'll pin that one to the top. I'm gonna do, and we're gonna make that happen. We're gonna
Okay,
have
good.
Rosie O'Donnell on your show. But he is Richard Wilmore. He is the host of Make Your Day Richer TV and the founder and owner of Make Your Day Richer, a dynamic talent publicity and podcast live stream production company. Richard, thank you so much for being on the Quotivation Podcast. This has been truly a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
And that was Richard Wilmore of Make Your Day Richer. Thanks for being on our Quotivation Podcast, Richard. I just want to say real quickly, I was able to record that probably a couple of months ago. And the reason that it's taken so long to have Richard on the Quotivation Podcast was that somehow the file was corrupted. And through just some very fortunate connections that I had, I was able to recover the file. And I remember the feeling I had when I realized the file had corrupted. It was like, no. please let me be able to recover this file. It was such a great conversation. And then after I received word that the file was recovered, because the file actually wasn't corrupted. I am not the IT person, as you can tell. All you IT people are out there, you can't recover a file that's corrupted. The drive was corrupted. The file was recovered. Okay, calm down. I think that's what happened anyway. Anyway, all I know is I was able to retrieve the recording of the show because it was one of my favorite conversations. Richard's so easy to talk to. He's so authentic. And so, Richard, I want to thank you for being patient with me as we went through that process and then having you on the Quotivation podcast. I believe all things happen for a reason. So I think someone listening right now needed to hear that message right now. And that powerful quote that encourages you to dream, encourages you to dream it. You have to dream it to live it. And so someone right now needed to hear that quote because they are struggling to figure out how to live their dream. Well, you got to dream it first, see it, and then go get it. And that's the message that Richard gave with his quote. It was powerful. So Richard, thank you for being on the Quotivation podcast. You can check him out and Make Your Day Richer TV. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, makeyourdayricher.com as well, if you're interested in the services for podcast production. But before you go check all of those things out, stick around. We've got just enough time for the homage to the Golden Girls. It's time for the last slice of cheesecake.
How about some dessert before you go? There isn't anything that can't be solved over a slice of cheesecake. So before we wrap things up, sit back, relax, and enjoy the last slice of cheesecake.
So here's the first thing that I learned about Richard. He is his tagline. He makes your day richer. He is a facilitator of enriching people's lives. And the great thing about it is that he would say that the people that he connects are the ones that enrich each other's lives. But we all see how Richard enriches the lives of all he comes in contact with. And, you know, in a word, he is authentic. Not only is he authentic, but he's vulnerable. You watch his show, you meet Richard in person, he tells you exactly what's going on, exactly what he thinks about it. And when you meet someone who is authentic and vulnerable, you have this instant feeling of connection with them. We like things that are real. We like people who are real. People who are willing to share their whole self, whatever's going on in their world. You know where you stand with them. You know the situations they're facing. And in an instant, you know their story. And I've said time and time again, everyone has a story. It's incumbent upon us to discover those stories so that we can be empathetic and so that we can be compassionate, so we can make connections. That's what happens when you meet Richard. It's so easy to understand his story because he's so authentic and so vulnerable and so open. I love meeting people that are like that because it's an instant connection and you feel it right away. His quote was powerful. You have to dream it to live it. Here's what I love about the quote. It's the word dream, calling it a dream, seeing it in a dream state, whatever your goal is, dreaming about it. It's such a larger and more prestigious realm than just saying something like you think about it, you plan for it. No, this is my dream. This is what I've dreamed about. Oh, it's so much more. It makes it so much bigger, so much more important. And I loved his point of view on how to use this quote. It's really amazing. It's not always about looking forward. And I get stuck in this trap. Even when I talk about winning your week, what are you going to do this week to win your week? What did we do last week? And did we celebrate that? Sometimes we have to look at what we've already accomplished. Gosh, it goes by so fast. Life goes by so fast. We talk about winning our week, week after week after week, and suddenly those weeks turn into years. Sometimes we need to take a look back. We need to relish those things that we've accomplished. Relish those things that we've accomplished that moves us towards the dream. I love that point of view. So this week, if you want to win your week, take a little bit of time, celebrate the things you've already done to make strides towards your goals. Think about them, recognize them, say them out loud, call them by name. Then build on them, expand on them, keep the momentum going so that you do dream it. And then live it. I want to thank Richard Wilmore for being our guest on the Quotivation Podcast. I want to thank Amy Real for sponsoring this week's Shot of Motivation. And I want to thank you for listening to the Quotivation Podcast. Be on the lookout for some changes coming up. And please, please, please give me your feedback on the changes we make as we move forward, wanting to make this podcast the absolute best it can be to help you win your week. Until next time, stay quotivated.
You have been listening to the Quotivation Podcast, hosted by America's leading emerging speaker, Jody Powell. If you would like to book Jody to speak at your company, conference, or next event, visit www.jodypowellspeaks.com. You can also email him at Jody, that's J-O-D-Y, at jodypowellspeaks.com. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the Quotivation Podcast. And remember, stay quotivated.